news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Shootings on Tuesday at three Atlanta area spas left eight people dead, including six Asian women, spurring concern among advocates and police that the killings could be the latest in a surge of hate crimes against Asian Americans. A 21-year-old white male suspect, Robert Aaron Long, was taken into custody after a car chase. Police believe he was responsible for the three attacks as a lone gunman. Authorities are still investigating the motive behind the shootings, but already the attacks have sparked fears among Asian Americans who've seen incidents of violence and hate against them rise since the coronavirus pandemic began. Of course, Donald Trump emerged from hiding Tuesday to call into a Fox show in which he once again referred to COVID-19 as the China virus. Unbelievable. A newly released U.S. intelligence report has determined that Russia attempted to interfere in the 2020 election to help Donald Trump and hurt Joe Biden. The report also describes a smaller covert influence campaign by Iran. One of the biggest bombshells of the report confirms what had been assumed last year, that Donald Trump and his closest allies publicly embraced Russia's disinformation campaign against Biden, met with Kremlin-linked figures who were part of the effort, and promoted their conspiracy theories. The report said, quote, Russian state and proxy actors who all serve the Kremlin's interests worked to affect U.S. public perceptions in a consistent manner. As for China, well, they allegedly considered getting involved, but decided not to for fear the effort would backfire. President Biden hit the road Tuesday, joining the White House's tour to promote the American Rescue Plan, the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Biden started out in the key swing state of Pennsylvania, where he visited Smith Floor, a black-owned, unionized business in the Philadelphia suburbs, to highlight aid for small businesses included in the package. Vice President Kamala Harris, First Lady Jill Biden, and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff are also making stops in battleground states to talk about the package, including checks to individuals and money to help states, cities, and schools confront the pandemic. And the administration finally announced that the president will hold his first formal press conference on Thursday, March 25th. President Biden did sit for an interview with George Stephanopoulos, which is airing on Wednesday on ABC television. And they did make news on a few fronts, most notably concerning the filibuster.
By your own admission, just so you're not likely to get Republican votes for the tax increase. You're not likely to get Republican votes for H.R. 1, expanding voting rights, or the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. So aren't you going to have to choose? I know you've been reluctant to do away with the filibuster. Aren't you going to have to choose between preserving the filibuster and advancing your agenda?
Yes. But here's the choice. I don't think you have to eliminate the filibuster. You have to do it what it used to be when I first got to the Senate and back in the old days when you used to be around there. And that is that a filibuster, you had to stand up and command the floor. And you had to keep talking alone. You couldn't call for, you know, no one could say, you know, quorum call. Once you stopped talking, you lost that, and someone could move in and say, I move the question of. So you got to work for the filibuster.
So you're for that reform. You're for bringing back the talking filibuster.
I am. That's what it was supposed to be. Look, I think, don't hold me to the numbers, George, but I think between 1960 and 2000, there were like, I'm making this number up, I don't know. There were like, 50 filibusters. And now they're like 200 since then. Since that
just put a hold
changed.
On it, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so the idea, it almost is getting to the point where there's, you know, democracy's having a hard time functioning.
Wow. Those comments from the president coming on the heels of explosive threats made by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor.
Nobody serving in this chamber can even begin to imagine what a completely scorched earth Senate would look like. Everything that Democrat Senates did to Presidents Bush and Trump, everything the Republican Senate did to President Obama, would be child's play compared to the disaster that Democrats would create for their own priorities if they break the Senate.
Oh, Mitch. George Stephanopoulos also asked the president about the situation at the border, where agents were finding 565 unaccompanied children crossing on average each day as of Sunday. That figure was 313 last month. The influx has overwhelmed Border Patrol stations, which have nearly 3,000 children who've been held for longer than the 72-hour legal limit. FEMA is rushing to build so-called decompression centers in Texas to help the Department of Health and Human Services take more minors out of Border Patrol custody.
First of all, the idea that Joe Biden said come, because I heard the other day that they're coming because they know I'm a nice guy and I won't do
what Trump did. They're saying this.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. They're not.
Do you have to say quite clearly, don't come?
Yes, I can say quite clearly, don't come. And what we're in the process of getting set up, don't leave your town or city or community.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas said Tuesday that the current surge of undocumented migrants at the border could reach the highest level in two decades. He did explain, quote, we are expelling most single adults and families. We are not expelling unaccompanied children. Well, remember back in 2018, the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court confirmation hearings? And Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee that while they were teenagers, Kavanaugh held her down on a bed, put his hand over her mouth, and attempted to take off her clothes. Kavanaugh denied the allegation. Well, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who's on the Senate Judiciary Committee, said that FBI investigators refused to take witness testimony and operated their tip line, quote, more like a garbage chute. So he sent a letter to the new Attorney General, Merrick Garland, asking for a review of the FBI's investigation into these allegations. Whitehouse said the investigation appeared to have been, quote, politically constrained and perhaps fake. The Justice Department says it's reviewing Whitehouse's letter. Now, as you may know, What's News is based in South Florida. We're currently inundated by maskless hordes of spring breakers. It could be what brings on yet another surge in COVID-19 cases, just as the United States seems on the cusp of getting the virus under control. But now we're facing a tough race between the vaccines and the variants. Contagious variants are spreading across the nation and could threaten another surge. The CDC now saying that two new strains first detected in California are officially, quote, variants of concern. And finally, oh, New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing more and more scrutiny by the day. Over the weekend, investigators met with the first woman to publicly accuse the governor of sexual harassment. Others have also made similar allegations against him, and investigations into those claims are underway. But Cuomo was also dealing with a separate problem involving a very serious alleged cover-up of the number of COVID-19 deaths in that state's long-term care facilities. Cuomo now faces increasing pressure to resign, even from prominent members of his own party. And it seems that the president has amended his position on it as well.
There should be an investigation to determine whether what she says is true. That's what's going on now.
And you've been very clear. If the investigation confirms the claims, he's gone.
That's what I think happens. And by the way, it may very well be there could be a criminal prosecution that is attached to it. I just don't know.
And that's just a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.